Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome everybody to the show, it's Real Talk. Panel full of open minds, giving you real thoughts. You always gonna get the realness. We all entitled to opinions, don't get in your feelings. The further assassins, breaking it down, we bring on an expert. We scroll through our history, here's some of our experts. May of 2013, marks the beginning. Passion and dedication, that was the engine. Shouts to Grip for producing the track. Pissing the recipe, and he came up with crack. Back to this Real Talk. You should really check us out, providing voices for the people. This is what we about. Bringing skilled and talented guests doing from different places. Hello, welcome, different views, different races. Hit the top, it's intriguing, we doing it. It's Real Talk Radio, the best ones doing it. Focusing on top instead of pick people's interest. Going deep, got people's faces frowning like incest. Can't rock out with us, you got a thin chest. We make our name hold weight, that's the bench press. If you're an up and comer, this is where to be. You're gonna get a good look, that's a guarantee. That is what we desire on. So if you think you're seriously funny, then you can ride along. Been podcasting for years with the veterans. It's one of those days we could be a medicine. Listeners got choices, it's all on them. Either check the store online or you can call on them. Doesn't matter your political views, you can call it how you see it. Say whatever you choose, there's no censor. It's all good when you rock with us. When they hear Real Talk, come chop it up. Conspiracy theories, Barbie, superstorms, online dating, that's the type that's really on. Why men cheat? Why women better at it? Why you blacks gotta witness so many foolish tragedies? Why you 30 still making twerk videos? Why narcissists victimizing want pity though? These are things that we all wanna know. Why you at the right place, cause we addressed it on the show. Models, actors, authors, rappers, singers, producers, atheists, pastors, shouts to supporters, helping us grow faster. It's all love, we embrace fellow podcasters. Sports, dating, family, politics, other shows so they dig us but won't acknowledge it. Acknowledge if it. We come together we can make a union. It's Real Talk Radio, tune in, tune in, tune in, tune in.
Welcome to It's Real Talk Radio with Tay Rail and Bobby G. Happy New Year to everybody. Happy 2022. We here, it's a new year. It's a new day. We're alive and blessed, you know. I think that's called to, you know, really celebrate, you know, Bobby?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah. Welcome, everyone. To Israel Talk Radio. 2021, man. You know, what an interesting year we have all went through. You know, we all been through some ups and downs. You know, but for us, the people who pulled through, hey, we here on the other side, you know, 2022. So, gotta be thankful for that. You know, so, okay, so anyway, that's going to be the topic, you know, saying goodbye.
Yeah, the topic.
2021.
Yeah, you got it, Bobby. Go ahead, you got it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. While embracing 2022. All right, so, so here we go. Okay, today on It's Real Talk Radio, we will be discussing celebrating 2022 while officially saying goodbye to 2021. 2021 was an interesting year, to say the least. There's a lot to reflect on, from COVID vaccines to Ahmaud Arbery, killers being found guilty of murder. And as of Friday, January 7th, 2022, sentenced to life in prison, which is awesome. You have the left wing trying to force the vaccine on people, while you have the right wing trying to vax shame. President Joe Biden seems to be getting about as much criticism as Donald Trump was, and ironically, a lot of it is coming from the left. For those who made New Year's resolutions, how are they coming along so far? We'll be sharing our resolutions and how things have been going so far. So make sure you tune in, because with the Realist crew, K-Real and Bobby G, here in It's Real Talk Radio. All right. So, that's what it is.
Good stuff, Bobby.
All right. Good luck, man. Yeah, anyway, man, so far as, like I said, once again, you know, it's been a rough 2021. It's been rough. The ups and downs, some good and bad. You know.
Yeah, it was like a roller coaster ride, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. It was like
it was a real roller coaster ride.
Yeah. We really didn't know what to expect, you know. We were taking it day to day, but it was like we were just preparing for what's going to happen next. It was just so crazy.
Exactly.
But, yeah, this state getting mandate, this state, no mandate. Those states, you know, trying to force the vaccine on people. People like Kyrie Irving, who was taken out playing basketball.
Can we talk about that for a second, that Kyrie situation? I think that's an interesting situation right there. Just came back. You know, go ahead, Bobby. Talk to the people about it, Bobby.
Yeah. So anyway, and you know, it's so crazy because, you know, I talked about this before he came back. Like, I didn't know what was happening. I talked about this on, you know, Bill talked with Bobby G. But now what happened was basically about six players from the Brooklyn Nets was out on that health and safety protocol. So they was just losing, you know, player after player who was vaccinated, you know, due to the health and safety protocol. So the only choice they had left was to bring Kyrie Irving back to the team to play on the road games where they didn't have the mandates at. But he still can't play at home in Brooklyn. You know, he has to wait for the next road game and they go to play at another team's, you know, another city, state. So, but, you know, good come, you know, he came back last week. I don't remember the day, and they played the Pacers, Indiana. It was so crazy because you had a player who was on a 10-day contract from the Pacers, Lance Stevenson, who was originally from Lincoln High School in Coney Island, Brooklyn. And, you know, he played in the league for, I don't know, 10, 11 years that he was out or whatever, but they put him on a 10-day contract with Indiana Pacers. And he almost tried to steal the show, steal the Kyrie Irving comeback show, you know, by dropping 20 points in the first quarter.
That was something.
Yeah, and they was looking good, but Brooklyn Nets came back, you know, made it close at halftime, and then after that, it was all Brooklyn Nets. They were on a serious run, and Kyrie was a part of that run. He scored some stuff in the first half too, you know, but he really helped seal the deal with the Nets victory. Him, Kevin Durant, couple of the players was looking good. So, and so he came back, and they, you know, he came back and they got OW. You know, the first, as soon as he come back, they get a win. They was on a three-game losing skid too, so they broke the three-game skid. Soon as Kyrie came back, and it was crazy because the interview with Kevin Durant, right, before that game, there was an interview, and one of the reporters was trying to question Kevin Durant about how the seriousness of Kyrie coming back, trying to downplay Kyrie. Like, well, like, is it that serious? Like, how much of a difference is Kyrie going to make? And Kevin Durant just turned to that reporter and said, have you watched him play? Have you seen him play? And he just started breaking down Kyrie on the court. And he made that reporter look a little stupid, shut him up real quick. So, And you know, try to take a shot at Kyrie. Like, what is he really going to do when he come back? Like, how important is he? And I like how Kevin defended his teammate, you know, for this. So that was great.
Kyrie is a game changer.
He's a game changer, and this was an idiot reporter tried to downplay him like he was, you know, wasn't that serious. And as soon as he come back, what happened? They get the win. You know, he's a big game changer. He was the one who hit that winning shot when he was playing with Cleveland with LeBron James when they beat the Golden State Warriors.
He was the co-MVP.
He was the MVP, although they gave it, but they, you know, they gave the MVP to LeBron. But to me, they should have gave the MVP to Kyrie Irving. They just gave it to LeBron because of his name, LeBron, big name. But Kyrie was the one who was clutch in that last couple of minutes of the game.
You need a clutch bucket, and give it to Kyrie and get out the way. That mama mentality.
Right. That was right. That was the mentality. Give it to Kyrie and get out the way. Let him do what he do. He's like another. He's like a East Coast Steph Curry, you know. And the reporter tried to downplay him. So that was just like, wow. But yeah, so that was one of the things that we went through, you know, throughout 21. Like, we didn't see Kyrie play. We didn't see no Kyrie until. I mean, we didn't see him play till last week, basically, till January 22. So,
and keep in mind, he can only play away games. He can't play in Toronto. He can't play in New York. He can't play against the Knicks at all because that's still New York. So he can't play at home in Brooklyn. He can't play against the Knicks.
Right.
Where do the Knicks play, Bobby? Do the Knicks play in Manhattan? Where do the Knicks play at?
The Knicks play in Manhattan, correct. They play in Madison Square Garden. It's in 34th Street area in Midtown Manhattan.
Okay.
So that's,
he can't play.
He can't play
against the Knicks at all.
He can't play there.
Hey, Bobby,
he can't play against the Knicks.
Check this out, Bobby. You know the Knicks are doing pretty good. They just had a crazy ending the other day. They just had a game-winning shot. Who are they going against? Who was the Knicks going against?
They was playing the Boston. They came back from behind.
Boston.
Right.
Yeah, it was Boston.
Yeah.
And
what's
my thing is like.
I forgot the guard.
The Knicks look good. They look good. They'll go to the playoffs. Can you imagine?
They was down by like 19 and came back and won it.
Yeah, they came back. There's a difference. When you hear the home crowd for the Brooklyn Nets versus the home crowd for the Knicks, you hear sheer passion in that Knicks crowd. You hear cheers in that Nets crowd, but you hear passion. You hear decades and decades of just ups and downs and just having that heartfelt place for that team, the fans, like they feel way different about the Knicks than they do the Nets. The Nets, like, you know, Brooklyn of course appreciates having them, but the Knicks, that's New York right there, the Knicks. And so
it is because
You know what I'm talking about. You're a New Yorker, am I right, Bobby?
Yeah.
It's the Knicks.
It's been around forever.
Like, New York, they don't care that much about Brooklyn. They want the Knicks to do well.
Yeah, I mean,
Brooklyn cares about Brooklyn, but New York wants the Knicks to do well.
Right, because of the they have the history since
they have the history.
Before I was born.
They have the history.
Since the championships that New York won was back, the last one was 72, which was a while back.
Didn't Coach Phil Jackson win a championship with the New York Knicks, didn't he?
Well, he did. He didn't bring a championship, though, but they made it to the
finals. No, as a player, didn't he win a championship as a player on the Knicks?
As a player, yeah. He was on that team, Phil Jackson, the coach of the Lakers.
Yeah.
He was on the New York team when they won, but he didn't do much, but he was on the team. You know, he didn't do much.
Okay, he was like a role player.
Yeah, and New York, they beat the Lakers. They beat them bad, too. They beat them bad in that 72 playoff.
They last time they won the
LA, Los Angeles. Yeah, that was the last trip. It was against the Lakers in 72. But I remember
New York was on fire in the 90s when they had, like, the Patrick Ewing, John Starks Knicks.
Johnson.
And they went to the finals when Michael Jordan retired, and they got to the finals against Houston.
In 94.
They got to the finals twice. They got to the finals again in 99 against the Spurs.
Right.
That was Latrell Sprewell and Allen Houston Knicks in 99. Even those other years, they came close, but they had to run into the Bulls, unfortunately. The Bulls and the Pacers.
Right.
What's the problem?
Right, the Bulls and the Pacers always eliminate New York.
Always in the way. And they finally got the Pacers.
Bulls, Reggie Miller Pacers. Right.
Yeah.
They used to call Reggie Miller the Knicks killer because that's what he would come and do.
The Knicks killer. Didn't that series against the Houston Rockets go seven games? The Knicks versus the Rockets, didn't it go seven?
Yeah, the Knicks was actually up in the series.
It was up, right? Yeah, it was a close
series. They
were
up in the series.
They came back. It was up like 2-0, I think. I think they won the first two games.
Yeah. It was up, and then Houston came back and took the lead and won the series. Yeah. I think in both series,
this was good time.
Even with San Antonio, they was up, and they let San Antonio come back from behind.
They lost 4-1, I think. We can Google it. I think they lost 4-1 in that series.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, that's from Tim Duncan. That was like Tim Duncan's like second year. But in my head, I don't know what game they won. They could have won the first game. But what I was trying to get to is that if the Brooklyn Nets and the New York Knicks meet in the playoffs, that means Kyrie has to miss the entire series. How crazy is that?
Yeah, that's crazy. They would have to do it without Kyrie because he can't play in New York. He can't play in Brooklyn, and he can't play in Manhattan. It's both New York. So if they met the Knicks in the postseason, you know, he will not be able to play at all. That's crazy. So,
And if the Nets play the Raptors in the playoffs, Kyrie has to miss that series as well. So what if they play the Knicks and the Raptors in back-to-back series? I mean, Kyrie Irving will have to miss two series back-to-back. How crazy is that?
That's crazy. That would be crazy. So he told, basically what you're saying is, because the Raptors, we all know they're in Canada, so Kyrie wouldn't be able, they have a mandate there too, so he wouldn't be able to play in Canada, in Toronto. The Toronto Raptors. So that's, wow. I didn't think about that, but
That's crazy. They need to quit with this stupid vaccine mandate. That's unfair. You shouldn't be forced. And we talk about this on the show all the time. People should not be forced, including athletes, should not be forced to have to take a vaccine. Point blank. I feel like it's like a violation of just being a human being. Forget an American being a human being in general, like force a vaccine on somebody that don't want it. If they don't want it, they don't want it. Let them deal with that.
Right, but you see what you just said, right? You know, I totally agree. No one should be forced to take a vaccine. That should be a choice. Now, Kyrie, this, we all know, he still didn't get vaccinated, but he's playing now. So they took him out. He didn't play any road games, but now he's playing the road games. And that's what I was saying before. If they bring him back to play the road games now, well, because you need him because other players are out, you should have been having him in other road games. He should have been making that money. They should probably think and consider paying him for those road games. They're probably not going to do it, though, but you know, you decided to sit him out now because a lot of your players are not going to be able to play because of the health and safety protocol. Oh, let's bring Kyrie back, even though he's not vaccinated. You see what I'm saying? That, to me, what you know what I'm saying? What do you think about that?
Yeah, they're using him. Like, they don't appreciate him. Like, well, hold on, let me stop. I forgot. The state laws, the state mandate is a state mandate, so they can't control that. But I still feel like they could have defended Kyrie better as far as an organization. They could have defended Kyrie better as far as his stance. They should have said, we stand by Kyrie, and we're going, they should have just let him play the road games. Because he would have been in the play. He would have been in the, they should have just let him do it. Because that was up to ownership. That was up to ownership. Right. They could have let him play role
games.
That
was up to ownership. They could have let him play
now
role
you need
games
him.
From day one.
Now look.
Now they need him. They bring him. Now they bring him back. So that means he could have been playing all year at the role games. But you know, it's crazy because the Nets is still – they was in first place in the East. So I don't know. I got to look at their track record now. But they was up there. If they're not in first place, they're probably in the top three. But they sit without Kyrie Irving. So now he's back for the road game. So we're going to see how it plays out. But you know, the point is, you know, he should have been playing at the road games at least from the start. I would have never did that to him. If I was a team owner and he can play in them states that doesn't have a mandate, then he's playing. Okay? If he doesn't want to get vaccinated, you know, he's an all-star caliber guy. He's not like some average player. You know, like I said, he's like Steph Curry in the East Coast. So they wouldn't have done that to Steph. He would have been playing because people would have been demanding. But, you know, they demanded Kyrie. They had a protest outside of Brooklyn. Now, I could see, you know, Brooklyn playing in Brooklyn. They was like, they had a protest a couple months back, and they was talking about let Kyrie play. But now, you know, it was big protest outside the Barclays Center. But, yeah, he can't play at home because of the mandate. That I understand. But he should have been playing. Whenever they travel on the road to play a team in their house, he should have been there to play. So that's why I'm a little still like, well, I'm glad to see him back, but he should have been back. He should have been playing. You know, so, but that was one of the things
Doesn't New York have a new mayor, Bobby? I remember them saying something about
Eric,
the mayor.
You have a new mayor.
Can change it. The mayor can change the mandate. Do you have any updates on that, Bobby?
He said he was going to change it when it was time to vote, but nothing yet. See, all these mayors be lying. They say one thing, but then when the time comes, nothing happens. So we're going to see where, you know, he's a black mayor. Now we have a black mayor. You know, so, yeah. I mean, it's cool, black men and all that, but I'm not really too concerned about that. I'm glad, you know, to have a black man in the office. But let's see what he's going to do, you know. Let's see what he's going to do. If he's going to do what he's saying, he said he's going to lift the mandate. And let's see. I don't think he's going to get it done. I don't think he's going to do it. But we'll see. Let's see what happens. He was talking when I talked to him. And it was time for us to go and vote for him. But let's see if he's going to really do it. You know, these politicians, they're professional liars, man. They tell you one thing and do another. You know, they talk the talk, but they don't really walk the walk. So, but we'll see.
That's true. Let me ask you this, Bobby. How frustrating is it right now being a New Yorker with the strict COVID protocols that New York has? How frustrating is it right now for people in New York dealing with all the mandates?
Well, for me, in New York dealing with the mandates, a lot of places, things that I used to do, you know, I can't do now because, you know, I'm unvaccinated. So, like, I used to go on certain boat rides and certain places. Now, you know, even to games, you know, stuff like that. But in New York, now you got to be vaccinated to get into a lot. Even restaurants, certain restaurants, you got to be vaccinated to go in and eat. Gyms, you got to be vaccinated to go in a gym to go and work out, you know, in the New York City and the five boroughs. Now, outside of New York, yeah. Now, outside of the city, the five boroughs. The five boroughs is Manhattan, Brooklyn, Queens, Staten Island, and the Bronx. So if you in any of those, that's New York City, that's the five boroughs, you have to deal with the mandate. But if you're outside of the five boroughs, the mandate restrictions is a lot less. Like, you can go in a gym, you can go on, but you got to have your mask on. But they're not going to restrict you from going someplace. You know, you can go in a movie theater. You know, if you're in Westchester, it's part of New York, the suburbs, or Long Island, New York. Those places is not strict with the mandate like the city is. So just to let you guys know. So that's how they're doing it here. So the city is like, the city is strict on the mandates, but out there, they're not as strict. So it's just crazy. And I'm in Manhattan, so I have to deal with the mandates unless I leave Manhattan, you know. So, yeah, when I go to, like, the Westchester, I go places, you know, see my family, it's, that's out of the city, then it's, you know, those restrictions are lifted, there. So I can go to the gym or go to a restaurant or go to the movies if I choose without having to show a vaccination pass, you know. So there was an area in Queens a couple weeks back, and it was on, I think it was on a YouTube video I saw or something on social media. But the police actually went into, like, the Queens Mall. I know it was the Queens Center Mall. And it was, a restaurant or something in the mall. Police started checking people's passes. And people was getting arrested for being in places without a pass.
I heard about that. That was crazy.
Oh, you heard about it? Okay, yeah. So they were literally arresting people. You know, because people was talking, you know, I got my mask, this and that. Just, you know, talking to the police. Some was like, you know, probably getting a little bit out of line with the police when they was getting arrested. They was taken. They took up. There was like a bunch of police. They had a bunch of those, you know, zip ties. And they was just locking their hands up with the zip ties and bringing them out. Yep. So I was like, man, that's what's going on. Now that right there goes to show you how crazy it is with the mandates in New York City. So that right there, that's the first time I've seen people actually getting, you know, arrested for not having a pass and being inside a restaurant. So if you're going to arrest people for not having a pass, why not come down on the store, the business owner? Now, the business owner, they probably covered themselves by putting the signs in the window. A lot of them do have the signs, you know. Well, those places, and, you know, must be vaccinated, have the pass, you know. So, but they obviously wasn't checking to see if people actually had the pass, because people was in these places still eating and doing things, and people got arrested. So, you know, they was able to get in and do business. You know, I say the store or the business owner, you know, should still be fined or something like that. If they're going to arrest people, you know, the patrons, or, you know, people who coming into the business. Now, the thing is with these businesses, a lot of them, they just, come on, you already know, they're not really trying to turn away money. So that's why they put the sign up, but they're not really checking it. They want the money. They want to get paid. They don't want to be pushing people away, pushing money away from their business. You know, that's what I think. They're going to turn a blind eye to that because they're just trying to make their money, which I understand. You know, that's why, that's another thing about this whole mandate that's making it crazy. You know, now some businesses that had the mandate and a lot of the employees had to like not come to work or they had to fire employees or whatever. Now a lot of these businesses are trying to get the mandates, you know, lifted so that they can, so they won't have to shut down because, you know, some businesses will have to shut down, they close down their business. So now they're trying to, I guess some places are realizing that mandate is not good for their business because they're losing their, you know, staff. So some businesses out here, they're trying to get the mandates lifted or lifting the mandates so they can have their employees come to work without having to have a vax pass, which to me, you know, like I said, is the right thing to do, you know, because, you know, come on, man, really making somebody get vaccinated like you in high school or something like that, making somebody do it. Now, if somebody want to do it, I understand. They're trying to be safe and protect themselves and their family, you know. But, you know, it's all about choice. I don't really knock anybody for taking it. I don't. Right? I understand. You know, people got to, you know, a lot of my family members took it. They got to go to work. And I had an incident around Christmas time. My sister took it, the Moderna, and she had a mild stroke that had to be hospitalized. You know, it's in Harlem Hospital, you know, in Manhattan, uptown, you know. So, she's been out of work 5 days, so she got vaccinated. So she took it so she can go back to work, and bam, she was in the hospital with a mild stroke. And she got released and everything. She seemed to be okay. You know, her words, when I was talking to her on the phone, she sounded like, you know, when you have a stroke, sometimes your words are slurred and things like that. So it was kind of frustrating for me to hear my sister talking like that and, you know, having a stroke in the hospital. You know, I got the number, you know, from my family. So I called. She had a phone in her room. But then her son tried to go and see her, like, the next day. And he didn't know, I guess, I don't know what happened, but he doesn't have the vaccination card either. So he couldn't even go upstairs to see his mom. He went to bring her some food and bring her whatever he brought her, and he couldn't even go upstairs. But she came home. She came home, I think, that following day, sent her home. So, but, you know, it was very tough. Rough for me to hear that. You know, my family member took the Moderna and then, bam, had a mild stroke. So I was a little frustrated over that. So, but, you know, she's okay. So I thank God, you know, she's still here. Because, you know, DJ K-Slay. You heard of DJ K-Slay? You know, did the mixtapes and he came out of, you know, when he came out of jail, he started selling mixtapes on the street. But then he started doing mixtapes with, like, people like Papoose, and he became a big DJ, and he was on Hot 97. You know, he was a radio DJ. But now he's been in the hospital for 2 weeks, they say, with COVID, and they placed him on a ventilator. So everybody's praying for him. You know, DJ K-Slay. Yeah. So he's a New York.
Yeah, Bobby,
DJ.
I didn't even know about that. I didn't know K-Slay was in the hospital on a ventilator due to COVID.
I found out yesterday. This happened 2 weeks ago.
Wow.
Yeah, and they put him on the ventilator. So I don't like people. It seems like when people get from a ventilator, so, you know, I pray for us to pull through, but it doesn't seem good when people get put on the ventilators. You know?
Exactly.
It doesn't seem good. So, man.
Like you hear
somebody's
got put on the ventilator, and next thing you know, you hear they passed away.
That's right. They got put on the vent. Next thing you know, they passed away. Yeah. So, yeah, and we lost a lot of good people this year, in 21, by the way. So we lost a lot. We lost the rapper We lost a couple of rappers, first of all. But one, we lost because he was...
Robbie, let's get into that. Because we talked about what things that happened in 2021. We did lose some rappers. We lost like Young Dolph, whatever rappers we lost.
We lost Young Dolph.
We lost DMX.
Had gunned down in Tennessee.
DMX.
We lost DMX. We lost the Kango Kid from UTFO. He was the one who died with stage 4 cancer in the hospital. And a lot of people, LL Cool J, and a lot of big name rappers went to go see him in the hospital and took pictures and posted on social media. We lost, and you know what? Let me look into that. We lost way more rappers than that. But let me see. But I'm gonna Google it. Rappers who passed. Let's see. Yeah, we lost a lot of, and not just rap, you know, we lost a lot of actors, we lost a lot of good people, too. But I'm going to go into rap. Rappers passed away in Pennsylvania. And, okay, here we go. So, let me see. We lost, what about that rapper from the West Coast? That I was down with Snoop Dogg and that he got a big stabbed. He was doing a show and something fight broke out backstage and he got
oh yeah, he said the one that got stabbed. I forgot his name. I ain't know him.
I ain't know who he was either. But okay, here we go. 2021. Let's see.
Shout out to Sidney Poitier. Yeah. We lost him recently.
We lost Sidney Poitier.
We just lost Sidney Poitier.
Right.
Legendary actor.
Major.
He was the first Denzel. Before it was Denzel, it was Sidney.
He was before Denzel anybody. He was the first. Right. He was the first big black male actor. You know, I love Raisin in the Sun. Everybody, if y'all haven't seen his Raisin in the Sun, go see it. I mean, I love the one with P. Diddy. He did a good job of that, but go see Raisin in the Sun by Sidney Poitier. Y'all want to see that. That was very good. Very good. We had to deal with racism, buying a house in a white neighborhood and stuff. I don't want to tell you about the movie, but a lot of other things. He was living with his mother and girlfriend, you know, family members, and he had a girlfriend and things like that. And it was just a great movie.
Yeah.
Great movie.
He broke barriers for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. Oh, that rapper we was talking about who got stabbed, his name was Drakeo. Drakeo the Ruler. Yeah, he was out in California and he got crazy out there. He got stabbed up. Yeah, so, yeah, we all Kango Kid, Drakeo the Ruler. By December 2021, a total of 20 rappers have died.
Wow.
And their deaths made several headlines in the media. Yeah. By December, we lost a lot. 20 rappers died. You know? So we lost this guy called Baby CEO. He passed away in January of 21. Oh, we also lost, don't forget about Prince Marky D, the Fat Boys. Remember the Fat Boys? We lost Prince Marky D. So in February 18th, 2021, part of the Fat Boys, he was like, I think there's only one remaining, Marky D, because we lost Buff years ago. But let me see. We lost DMX. We lost him in April 9th, 2021. Yep. I was outside the hospital with a lot, you know, where he was at. So I took pictures and everything. Let me see. Oh, we also lost Black Rob from Harlem. We lost Black Rob. But he was down south, Atlanta, somewhere in the hospital. Died. Yeah. April 17th, 2021. He was a, you know, he was a bad boy
artist. Yeah, we did lose Black Rob. How did I forget that one? Short there.
He was sick in the
Mike
hospital. Something was wrong with him. Yeah. Something was wrong with him. I forgot what was wrong. He was sick. So, yeah. We lost somebody called Little Loaded. Some of these are guys I don't know. Little Loaded, somebody, he passed away at the age of 20. He had a gunshot wound to the head. We lost Shock G from Digital Underground last year. Right, Humpty Hump, remember Humpty Hump, the Humpty Dance?
Of course, you the Humpty
right.
Hump.
Right, mm-hmm. That was a bad...
He
yeah,
died 2021?
Yes.
How did I forget that? I knew he had passed away recently, but that was just 2021 too.
Man,
that's another iconic rapper. Man.
Icon. He was
Digital
iconic.
Underground.
Yeah. Accidental fentanyl and alcohol overdose. He was 57.
Oh, that's what he passed away from?
Yeah. Accidental fentanyl and alcohol overdose.
I did not know that's what he passed away from.
Yeah. April 22nd. Yeah. So that's how he went. Oh, Indian Red.
Man, he's too old to be passed away from something like that. You're supposed to know better. I mean, you know, God rest his soul, but you should know better than that at that age. He was, had to be in his 50s, had to be.
57, he was 57.
You're just supposed to know better than that at that age. You know, like, you have enough life experience to know.
Yeah.
You know, you got to chill out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean.
It's
unfortunate.
That's crazy. Yeah, so he basically kind of did that to himself. But rest in peace, Shock G. You know, one of our, he was a great, you know, fun rapper to listen to. And he was very, you know, he made his rap funny and, you know, he just enjoyed it. He was just cool rapper. So, also
he played a role. He played a big role in the as far as Tupac goes, his development. He was one of the people that helped develop Tupac and what Tupac became. He gave Tupac
because
he helped give Tupac his first shot.
He did.
Let's not forget that.
We all got to remember that. Tupac came from Shock G and them, Digital Underground. That's when we first seen Tupac hanging with them. And he even said it in his rap. He used to clown around with the Digital Underground. That before he became his own solo rapper, Tupac. So that's where he came from, hanging out with Shock G and them. So that's true. Yeah, so Tupac, you know, that's where he did his. That's where he kind of took off at. So far as the music, he was already an actor, you know, and Juice and all that. So that was cool. But also, I didn't know this rapper right here. I only heard of it, and I saw the video. It was live on Instagram. They people be giving up their location. You know, these young guys love, they give up their location, and some other guys know where they at that guy they got beef with, and then they come in. Gun him down. That's what's been happening a lot. Indian Red Boy, he was 21 years old, and I saw the video. He was shot in the head 3 times as he sat in his car. He was in his car on IG and all that stuff, you know, behind the wheels of court, and he was talking to somebody. Next thing you know, you hear the shot. Bah, bah. And he was like, and you see it, like you literally watching it. And he was like, oh, snap. And then they started shooting again. Ah. You know, you just see him, then he was still trying to talk, but then he stopped talking and then dropped the phone and he in his car sitting there. So I you literally can go and see it. Like, this is what's been happening. So it was crazy.
That's disturbing.
It was very disturbing. Like, it was so, just looking at that, like, you literally see him getting shot up sitting in his car, getting hit up. So that was crazy. What happened was he was shot because of girl drama. And because he switched gangs, according to hip hop.
Wow.
He was shot.
That's crazy.
They shot up the car, and he got hit in the head 3 times while he was online speaking to a fellow social media influencer, Capone, in the city of Hawthorne. I don't know if Hawthorne is what the city and state, but that's where he was at. So, Los Angeles. He was in Los Angeles. The Los Angeles County Fire Department said the rapper was already dead when they arrived at the crime scene. So, now we another rapper by the name of KTS Dre. Then I don't know if this rapper. He was another one who was shot dead on July 13th, 2021. This is from killing me, man. Rappers, these young rappers, these gangs, they cutting each other down, and they not mature enough to learn how to deal with stuff without quickly pulling out guns. You know what I mean? If they want to go right to the guns when they got beef. They don't want to, like, try to figure out where the beef is. They don't want to find common ground. See, that's the problem. No one wants to talk it out. Find, hey, man, what, why you did that? Or, you know, talk. Or, you know, why you coming at me like that? Whatever. Just listen, man. You know, you ain't got to, you know what I'm saying? You ain't got to do it like this, you know. But black, you know, I hate seeing black on black crime. You got to stop. Or minority crime. You got to stop doing it all together. It's ridiculous. It's, you know. Anyway, wow. To get this, man, this guy, the rapper suffered as many as 64 bullet wounds to his head and other parts of his body. He got shot. He got 64 bullet holes. Yep.
That's crazy.
The rapper was, the rapper was quickly rushed to Mount Sinai Hospital, where he was pronounced dead on July 13th. Mount Sinai Hospital? We have a Mount Sinai Hospital in New York. Where was he from? Let me see. I don't see where, well, it doesn't say what city or state. But anyway, yeah, so Chucky Thompson, this guy had a battle with COVID-19 and passed from that. It was someone called YNT Wan. He passed away August 10th. Somebody called 12 o'clock. Imani 22 was known as an R&B singer. The singer had tragically passed away at the age of 22. Another icon. We lost Biz Markie. We lost him. He was, they say he's a Harlem rapper, Marcel Dio Hall, who famously went by the stage name Biz Markie, passed away. I didn't know he was from Harlem. I thought he was from somewhere else. Okay. July 16th. Severe complications from type 2 diabetes, which had hospitalized him the year prior. Okay. So, somebody called Gonzo, July 29th, just weeks after Biz Markie, Hong Kong death. Weeks after Biz Markie, we lost this guy, Gonzo. His real name is Ronald Moore. He famously went by the stage name Gonzo, passed away. The rapper, he was shot and killed July 29th at the age of 45. Someone called Young Kesey, K-E-C-E, or Young Kees. He died October 31st. His real name, he was 20 years old. Marcus Lamar Hargrove went by Young Kees. He was gunned down on October, on Halloween. He was gunned down October 31st, 21. He was best known for his singles, Which Way, That Way, Leaving or Staying, and No Love. And, of course, Young Dolph, we know he's another iconic rapper a lot of us know of. And get this, he died from a gunshot wound from somebody he knew, who he was hanging with. They got a picture of him and the guy who they say gunned down. Like, they were sitting somewhere together, like, someone who he knew. His real name was Adolf Robert Dorton. You know, so he calls him Young Dolph because his name was Adolf. Wow, like Adolf Hitler. Adolf. He passed away November 17th after he was shop at this cookie spot called Makita's Cookies in Tennessee. He was only 36 years old at the time and was a father of two children. So those two children lost his dad. So somebody called Slim 400 died on December 8th, 2021. 33-year-old Slim 400 was allegedly shot and killed on Wednesday, December 8th, 2021. His real name was Vincent Colon. Best known for his song Bruisin'. So Kango Kid, he's Brooklyn rapper, Flatbush. UTFO, the group. After UTFO disbanded, Kango Kid had a successful career as a music producer for other artists throughout the late 80s and 90s. His real name was Sean Fakwaya, passed away Saturday, December 18th of 2021 at the age of 55. The hip-hop star died due to complications from stage 4 colon cancer. That's why you got to clean the colon and go to Whole Foods or go to the vitamin shop or GNC and buy some colon cleaner. Got to clean your colon. There's a lot of black men are dropping tonight. He gained fame in the late 80s for his membership in the rap group UTFO, known for their popular hit song, Roxanne. I Want to Be Your Man, the Roxanne, that song. And then when the girl Roxanne from Queensbridge Houses, where Nas come from, did that song, Every Buttle, that song going back at UTFO, and she became famous. Lewis called herself the real Roxanne. She did like a comeback song against some guy that became famous. Drakeo, we just talked about him, best known for his 2017 mixtape, Cold Devil. Wow. He had a mixtape called Cold Devil. And his 2021 studio album, The Truth Hurts. His real name was Darryl Caldwell. He passed away Saturday, December 18th, age of 28. After his performance at Snoop Dogg's Once Upon a Time in L.A. Music Festival, Drakeo was stabbed backstage. He was pronounced dead later that night. Yeah, so those were the 20 rappers that we lost in 2021. 20 rappers. You know, it's getting crazy, man. You know? Sure. Anyway, that's just the rappers. So we also lost the actors. We lost a lot of actors and actresses, too. But, rest in peace to all of them.
Yeah, rest in peace to all the good ones, all the good folks,
all the good ones, rest in peace.
Rappers, actors, singers, athletes, friends, family, brothers, sisters, cousins, best friends, godparents, whoever people lost, rest in peace as we sit here and embrace this new year, 2022. Good job too, Roger. Good job the people that love the fallen soldiers.
Yes.
Oh man, how'd you feel about the troops getting called back? I think we talked about that on the show when it happened, but the troops getting called from is it Afghanistan? Yeah, the troops having to leave Afghanistan, come back.
Because it was getting crazy out there. Back. They called the troops back. It was getting crazy.
How did you feel about that? Was you glad or did you feel like patriotic, like they should have stayed and kind of held their ground?
Well,
we dealt with that in 2021.
Me personally, I'm glad they came back. I'm glad it came back because how many more soldiers would we have lost in Afghanistan? So if they would have stayed, it was getting really crazy out there. So, and what is America, what is the U.S. doing in Afghanistan? I mean, you know, why are we going to other countries and trying to regulate in other countries that have nothing to do with us? You know, why are they going? We all know why. They're trying to, they want to dominate. They want to dictate. They want to take over their banking system, you know. So they want to set up shop, you know. You know, they want to devo their way into all these third world countries, you know, and just take over and set up shop and start making money. So I'm glad that they brought the soldiers. I'm glad the soldiers were brought back, you know. So that's my personal opinion.
So, is it safe to say that you're not the biggest Biden fan or Biden supporter, but you did agree with Biden's decision to pull the troops?
Yeah.
Which Trump started it. Trump was the one that initiated it back when he was still in office. But, you know, since Trump didn't get reelected, it was for Biden to follow through on it, which he did. So you did agree with that decision.
I agree with Biden bringing back the troops. Yeah. Bring up home, you know, bring home our American troops from wherever they was from, wherever they was from, America, wherever city and state. Bring them home back to their wives and the women, bring them back to their husbands, to their families, you know, whoever. So, you know, so yeah. So to me, I think that was good for a lot of families, for the, you know, their family member that's in the military to come home to them for, you know. So that was a good thing. So, yeah, I thought it was good for that. You know, I'm not really concerned about Afghanistan, what's going on out there. I mean, yeah, it's tough, sad, with, you know, the stuff that goes on. But that's not my business. It's not our business. So that's their business. So let them handle things the way they handle it over there. Now, they came out here, and, it's, you know, this is America, so you got to do things according to American rules and regulations. So, but out there, you know, that's their rules and regulations, how they do things.
Right, that's a good point, Bobby. That's a good point.
All right. So, yeah. So that's my opinion. Yeah.
Go ahead, Bobby. No, finish up. Finish up, Bobby.
No, that's it. I was going to say, so what is your thoughts on, I was just going to say, so what? How do you feel about, you know, that, about the troops being brought home by Biden?
Troops being pulled. I agree with it. I mean, it's unfortunate that it had to happen in the way it did, where it's like an evacuation, because an evacuation makes it look like we're surrendering, but they had a deal,
right.
And the deadline, I think they said, got pushed back one time to a second deadline, and he wasn't going to push it back anymore, and it was time to go. And it's like there's a truce as long as America fulfills its end of the bargain, which is moving its troops out of Afghanistan and giving the Taliban their, you know, giving them back the, you know, control. And this is the Taliban. It's the Taliban, right?
And yeah,
giving them back
right.
control.
Yeah.
And if not, you know, it's going to be some new more war, I guess. And, you know, we've seen enough American casualties. We've seen enough of that, you know.
Yeah.
And what is it for? I mean, all right, the Osama thing is over. Now what? Like, we got a lot of problems here in America that need to be addressed, and I'm like, we got all these brave soldiers overseas. We might need to have some of these cities and stuff so out of control. You might need to bring in the troops and National Guard, and it's like it's bad in some of these cities. We need to regulate some things, you know. And I don't like the way they look as far as like making us look like kind of weak, like, well, we got to hurry and evacuate because if not, they're going to attack us. But at the same time, it had to get done. It would have been nice for it to get done faster so it didn't look like an evacuation. It looked more like we were just leaving. But I don't want to see any more people lose their lives than have to.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I'm glad that people, you know, got to get their loved ones back home, and moving on from the Afghanistan chapter. I mean, I don't know what's to come of that in the future, but you know, it's good to see those troops get to come home and be with their family, and shout out to all the troops that are really brave that go out there and put their lives on the line for at least what they believe they signed up to be a noble cause. Now, is being a troop in the military national noble cause, that's something you can debate at the round table. But the fact that they're even willing to do so for the sake of defending their homeland, which they feel as though is a legit, like, sacred purpose, I mean, you can only tilt your hat to that, you know? So
right.
That's how I feel
right.
about that. And what's something else I wanted
Not
to ask
me.
You about? I'm trying to remember. What was that I wanted to ask you about? Before we get to the New Year's resolution, I wanted to ask you, what was that? Was something else on the tip of my tongue. We started talking about this.
Is it something about the
I can't
war?
Remember. If we come back, what'd you say, Bobby?
Yeah, so was it something about the troops, about the soldiers?
No, it was like a different topic. It was a different topic, but I can't remember.
It's okay.
If it comes back, I'll bring it up.
All right.
So what was your New Year's resolution, Bobby?
My New Year's resolution, just to try to, like, step it up and just do more, do something different in my, add something different in my, you know, day to day. You know, I need to do something different so that I can make change. Like, you know, I can't, you know, I don't want to keep doing things the same way. I know there's other things that I need to get done. So I need to make sure I got to budget my time. And so I can take care of the things I need to do efficiently. So that's what I want to do. Just step it up. Just do something different so that I could gain something different. So,
yeah.
You know, more studying, more reading, more, you know, learning.
Cool.
You know, right.
Cool.
So, yeah. So that was mine. Yep. So far, so good. And I make sure I pick up something every day and read, you know.
Yeah, I was reading a book, and I'm not even like a book reader, but it's a book called White Fragility, and
okay, what's that about?
Robin DiAngelo, a New York Times number one bestseller, and
okay.
Ordered it off Amazon, and you know, looking forward to reading it. Remember, we had that show about white fragility, Bobby. Remember?
Yeah.
Not that long ago. We just
white
had a show about that. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah, that sounds good. Yeah,
and, you know, I got the book, you know.
There you go.
And,
sometimes,
you
know,
with
the book. Yeah. Because, you know, the book sometimes have more details than you get in a movie, in a show, you know, something on television. You know, when you read, you get a lot more details, more stuff. So that's cool. We got you a new book to read.
Well, got a
that's
whole
good.
New book to read. I'm looking forward to reading that. I actually wanted to do, is it Bitcoin? I think I said I was going to actually try it. Bobby, what's the one you was trying to get me to try? Was that Bitcoin?
Well, I was telling you about, well, that's in it. Like, if you download the Coinbase app, you'll be able to buy Bitcoin, Ethereum, anything. Like, you'll be able to buy any type of cryptocurrency. And this, you got to remember, side. You see what's happening now? They contemplating more mandates and shutdowns and all that. Remember what happened last year. Last year, when that happened, Bitcoin skyrocketed. So anybody who had Bitcoin before that, and they got it for like not even $1,000, maybe maybe $100 and something or under, if you had it from back in, if you had a couple of them, you know what I mean? If you had a couple of them in like say 08, 09, if you had it and held on to it, you would be a millionaire right now. Like you would literally, if you had a couple of coins, because each coin now, it had went up to $60,000 a coin. So a Bitcoin. So if you had, just do the math, if you had bought like 20, 100 of them, even if you bought 10, you would be a millionaire right now. You know, and Bitcoin was under $100 back then. I was thinking about buying it in 08, 09. And I didn't.
Yeah.
So now I'm kicking myself. But right from what I'm saying is,
I mean, you're not a psychic. There's no way you could foresee this.
There's no way I know. Yeah, I'm not really that down on myself. But I was like, man. But last year when the whole pandemic kicked in, Bitcoin skyrocketed. That's when they went into the thousands and all that stuff. So if this thing happens again this year, they start doing the shutdowns, it may be good to have some money in. And also some of those other Ethereum, some of those other coins. Don't sleep on them other ones too. Shiba Inu, there's so many ones that people are racking up on. But you just do your whole, and Bitcoin, they have educational parts on it that tell you about the coins, telling you about, you know, the different NFTs, things like that. So it teaches you about it. And you can also, if you get down with Coinbase, you can even get some free cryptocurrency. They have where you read up about certain coins and you answer three questions and they give you like a dollar each question that you answer right, get correctly. So it might be three questions on this part, three on that coin, three on that coin. You can make, you're not going to get that many. You might can make about $40 in cryptocurrency. But it's free. All you got to do is, it's like a little one-minute little thing that they teach you, a little one-minute tutorial, maybe no more than 2 minutes. And then you answer three questions, and then bang, you get a dollar for each one. You get, not each question, but when you answer three questions correctly, then bang, for that, that's what you get. No, matter of fact, no. I did say right first time. Each question, you'll get a dollar. Each question you get right. And it'd be like three questions. So you'll get like three questions for this coin, three for that coin. Yeah. So you could get some. They do give you that incentive when you join. And Coinbase is one of the top, you know, apps so far as, you know, trading cryptocurrency. So, but there's other ones too. Like there's crypto.com, but they don't do it in New York yet. So it all depends on where you, what city and state you're in too. But Coinbase, I think, is all over. That's one of the biggest ones. You can Google that. But yeah, they even, you can also buy, even PayPal now, you can buy, if you want focus on just Bitcoin, you know, so you can get, I think like those apps like PayPal and Cash App, you can now purchase Bitcoin on those too. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I could send you some information on that too. Now that I know
please,
you. So
please, Bobby. Yeah, because you remember, I remember you were trying to, like, really, like, you know, kind of pitch it to me. But, you know, that's one of my New Year's resolutions to really try to. When I went to the studio, the engineer was telling me about it. I was thinking about what you was telling me about it. I was thinking about some of the testimonies from people, and I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna try it. And you know, certain things are taking up the time, including this show, which you know, you see that we've been doing kind of less of. You've been seeing us go kind of sometimes weeks without doing a show. And we are going to be shutting it down soon. But the plan is not for it to be a long time. You won't hear from us again. But it's likely to be a new platform. Like, it will be a new platform. It will be. But we're going to give a PSA once everything is in motion. And as of right now, we're on VTR for right now. But the plan is to be on another platform when we do make a comeback. I don't know exactly what else will change. Will people still be able to call in and stuff like that? We'll have to see. It just depends. Like, you know, once we got everything in motion, we know what platform we're going to be on, and we got it all figured out and how we're going to do it. And once we got everything figured out, the PSA will come. You know how to catch us. So keep that in mind. That was one of the parts of the New Year's resolution. One of my New Year's resolutions was to, like, you know, kind of get away from the show. You know, takes a lot from the personal life and other stuff going on, things that need to be done. And we want to get back to the show, but we don't have, like I said, it's going to be a different platform, and we don't have a day yet. And we can't announce a platform yet because we have an idea, but nothing's finalized yet, you know, so bear with us. But we do appreciate everybody that tuned in every week and our guests and people that call in and everything. But, yeah, we're going to be stepping off this BTR platform very soon. Like, you know, but for right now, we're here. You know, it's just like there's not a lot of, you know, it's not a lot. Like, you know, you don't have to do what you do, but it's not a lot to show for it. And, you know, that's not something we want to continue. We got all lives going on and things going on, and to take away that type of time from the other things you could be doing and not have much to show. You know, the platform isn't as big as it used to be. It isn't as exciting as it used to be. It used to be lit before, like, Instagram Live and Facebook Live and stuff that it took over. It used to be lit on here, but now people don't care as much. It's just not the same type of traffic, not the same type of impact, nothing. Like, even the groups that I was in, that, you know, used to promote, like, this show and podcast in general, at least the Facebook ones, because I'm a Facebook guy. I don't even do Instagram. I don't have Instagram. You know? Like, those groups, like, they you go and look, the last post was from 4 or 5 months ago with stuff like that. And it's like, okay, now the groups that I was in that was helping promote the show, now, like, those are going inactive. And it's just like, man, it's just time, you know, it's time for something different. It's time to step away for a minute and regroup and come back and see, you know, what are we going to do that's going to be better than what we're already doing. And we'll just have to wait and see. But like I said, for right now, you know, for the next few weeks, you know, we'll have the option of coming on here, but you know, we're gonna see what's going on, see if it's something that's worth investing our time to come on. The PSA is definitely going to happen, so that you'll definitely be getting that when it's time. But any other shows, we're just gonna wait and see if it's worth us, you know, investing time, effort, and energy. After next month, after this month, after January, you know, I wouldn't expect to hear us on here for new episodes after that. But you know, sometimes you never know. I kind of was like saying that before and things changed. So, you know, we'll see. But if the odds are definitely that we won't be on here. And when it's time, the PSA will come and we'll let y'all know everything that's going on. But that said, really looking forward to 2022. You know, we're just now getting started. You know, this, my 2022 so far has been pretty good, and there's a, you know, there's reasons for that. And I want to shout out a special somebody that, you know, has helped make my 2022, like, more pleasant, like, just like you can just, whew, you know what I mean? So shout out to, you know, that special someone, and also friends and fam and everybody that, you know, has maintained a good relationship with or bond with and still alive and kicking and seeing each other hit milestones and get accomplishments and pushing each other, motivating each other. Oh, I got a gym membership. I got a gym membership. You know, I went a few times. You know, I'm looking on, you know, better, having a better diet. You know, my son's playing basketball. You know, he's on a little basketball team. I'm going to the gym. I'm not only working out in the gym, but I'm shooting the rock a little bit, you know. I mean, I suck right now. I used to have a nice jump. I suck right now, but the plan is to not suck no more, to actually be halfway decent where I can at least hit an open jump shot, you know. So being active, understand that I'm getting close to 40, and, you know, I got to be active or I'm going to really, really be out of shape if I don't. You got to, the older you get, you got to work. Got to work to stay in shape.
You do.
So,
you really do.
You know, I've been doing a little bit of that. You know, and that's been cool. And, yeah, man, so far 2022 has been good. You know, so far, so I can't really complain too much. It's still new. It's only like just the 8th, so just the second week. You know, this is now the second week that we're entering for 2022. And hopefully 2022 will be a lot better. 2020, we all know 2020 just sucked. Nobody enjoyed 2020. That's when the shutdown first happened, quarantine and the lockdown and all that stuff. So we all know we lost Kobe and Nipsey and all that stuff. So 2020 really sucked.
Yeah.
2021 obviously definitely looks better than 2020. And I hope 2022 will be better than 2021. You know, even though I hit a rough patch in 2021, I did. But it still was better, I think, overall than 2020. And I'm hoping that 2022 will be a lot better than 2021 and keep pushing this thing forward and, you know, seeing people thrive and accomplish things and, you know.
Yeah, I also got to remember about January 6th, the insurrection. Remember what happened in 2021?
That was 2020, right?
That was 2021. Yeah, that was a year ago.
Oh, how did you get that? Yeah, that was a huge thing that happened in 2021. Wow.
Right. When the protesters broke windows of the U.S. Capitol building.
We covered
and,
that.
You know, I remember.
Let me go in our archives real quick.
These were protesters, demonstrators. So
Trump, that's one thing I enjoy about doing this show, the ability to go back to the archives and revisit moments. You know what I mean? Let me go look.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Remember,
January 15th, 2021, Trump supporters riot at the Capitol / Trump impeach in historical second time. That was our topic for January 15th, 2021. See, the good thing about doing the show, the one thing I do like is we can come back like, based on the show, we can remember things that happened, like historical things. You know what I mean?
Historical events that we covered. Right, we covered that when it happened on the show. So that's the good thing about having this too. So you go back and look at the shows that we did on these topics. So, yeah, we actually covered that. So, yeah, that was January 6th, the 21st. So, yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Let me announce something,
too. 5 people died.
That was crazy. Yeah, that sucked, man. Like, that was horrible. Like, those people should be ashamed of themselves. And they call themselves patriotic. Like, that's the opposite
of being patriotic.
Like,
yeah, that's
your own Capitol building commit the treason and the mayhem that you did.
Yeah, what's
and those people are disgrace. And then you see a lot of them was getting slapped on the wrist. I'm thinking they're going to get like real time. I'm seeing people got like a month in jail. Like, are
people
you serious?
People got slapped on the wrist. Remember, these were Trump
Some people
white
was getting like probation and stuff. I'm like, come on,
this
man.
This was a bunch of what do you think would happen?
This is
a bunch of black people
that did this. First
these
of
guys
all,
were getting a month in jail, slap on the wrist, stuff like that. Blacks would have been doing life, or they would have been doing life in prison. They would have been life.
They
would have got killed. They would have got gunned down.
That's what I was gonna say, Bobby. I think it would have been a lot more, like, you know, as far as like the Capitol Police. Like attacking,
harming,
and shooting, and all that stuff. It was a bunch of.
But they handled it differently because it was a bunch of white people.
I do agree with that. That tells
you. Really, no.
That definitely tells
you.
That was a horrible, despicable
real in
time in American
right.
history, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Right. So that's just, you know, shame on that, man. Shame on the laws about how they treat black people and how they treat white folks. Let's just be real. Like, you know, remember, we are considered, what, two-thirds of a human being? They don't consider us a whole human being. Even when it comes to, you know, the voting, you know, in some of these rural towns, you know, this electoral college thing, you know, some of these rural areas. So they still utilize that. That still needs to be taken out of written in the Constitution or something like that, or written in, you know, they need to take that stuff like that needs to be changed. It really does. Who, come on. If anybody is 3/5 of a human being, I would say, I'm not trying to sound racist, but it would have to be them. Look at the way they behave. They're the biggest killers. Look at their hair. Their hair is more like fur, like an animal hair. Look at their hair. Look at a dog or some type of animal hair. Our hair ain't like that.
You know? Uh-oh.
So.
Bobby, hold it down for me for 1 second.
All right. Yeah, so it's just, man. So if these were some of the events that in 2021 that I was really, like, shaking my head, because I already know what would have happened had it been, you know, 500 or whatever, 600 black folks storming the Capitol. We already know that would have been a totally, totally different turnout than what happened. You know, so, and then people getting slapped on the wrist with a month in jail and stuff like that. Like, I haven't heard of one person that was involved with that who's doing like a real bid in prison, you know, a lot of time, you know. So, yep. Well, another thing that happened, of course, we all know Biden and Harris has been inaugurated. Kamala Harris became the nation's first female black and South Asian vice president. So that's a first. You know, shortly after taking office, Biden spoke at a candlelight ceremony to mark 500,000 U.S. deaths from COVID-19. In March, he signed into law a $1.9 trillion economic relief package designed to support workers, families, small businesses, and schools struggling to recover from the pandemic's impact. So then it was like the battle over the voting rights. You know, amid Trump's false claims of voter fraud in the 2020 election, numerous states with Republican-led legislators passed laws in 2021 that introduced new voting limits. Critics accused such efforts as unfairly targeting people of color, and Democrats in Congress fought for passage of comprehensive voting rights legislation named for the late Georgia Congressman John Lewis, R.P. John Lewis, which would restore key portions of the Voting Rights Act of 1965 and protect voting rights in states with a history of racial discrimination. So that was another part of an event that happened in 2021. There was a bunch of global events as well, such as U.S. rejoins Paris Climate Accord, and WHO, you know, who is World Health Organization, for those who don't know. So, you know, in the first hours as president, Biden signed a letter signaling the return of the United States to the global agreement to limit greenhouse gas emissions that contribute to climate change adopted by nearly 200 nations in Paris in 2015. The nation had officially withdrawn from the Paris Accord in late 2020 after Trump began the process soon after taking office. Biden also renewed U.S. support for the World Health Organization, or better known as WHO, WHO, a leader in efforts to combat COVID-19 worldwide. So, U.S. military withdrawal from Afghanistan, yeah, we all know about that. Well, we just talked about that not too long ago, so, yep. So, man, just been so much. It's been a lot of ups and downs in 2021, a lot of ups and downs, a lot of stuff going on. You know, you would think back and just recapping some of the things that happened. You know, also, there was, you know, in 2021, there was the repression of political opposition in Russia. So can't forget about that. You know, Alexei Navalny, an outspoken opponent of Vladimir Putin, who had been recovering in Germany after being poisoned with the nerve agent Novichok, returned to Russia in January and was immediately detained by police. A Moscow court handed down a hefty prison sentence in February for violating probation in an earlier case, sparking mass protests in Russia and widespread condemnation from the United States and other foreign governments. By year's end, further tensions were mounting over threats by Putin's Kremlin to mount a major offensive against neighboring Ukraine. And also, you know, still on the world events that happened last year, in July, you know, a gunman masquerading as U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration, DEA agent, burst into the home of President Jovenel Moïse of Haiti, killing him and seriously wounding his wife. Barely a month later, a 7.2 magnitude earthquake hit southwestern Haiti, followed by flash floods, leaving more than 2,200 people dead and injuring or displacing thousands more in a nation already suffering from widespread poverty and hunger. In September, after tens of thousands of Haitian refugees gathered at the U.S.-Mexico border, the U.S. government drew criticism for its response, including border agents rounding migrants up on horseback and mass deportations back to Haiti. So that was crazy. That was crazy how they treated the refugees at the Mexican, you know, border. So the way they was treating them was just like slavery. So that was just crazy. So yeah. So just crazy. I'm shaking my head on how a lot of these people deal with things. So one good thing, I guess you could say this is a good thing that happened. Juneteenth, we all know about Juneteenth, it became a federal holiday, you know, on the calendar. You know, we would celebrate it anyway, regardless, for years, but now it's a federal holiday. In June, President Biden signed legislation officially establishing June 19th.
And that's facts, Bobby. I'm glad you brought that up, because you know, while we have all the criticism for President Biden, I can say not all is bad. Like, all right, every president is getting, you know, going to be criticized. That's one thing I learned. But like, you know, we're not talking about none of the positive things at all. Like, I thought the Juneteenth thing, I mean, I'm not the biggest Biden fan, but at the same time, I can't stand it, man. I thought the Juneteenth thing was dope. Say what you want to say. I hear people complaining about that, but I'm like, all right, what other president was going to do that? I mean, we had a black president, Obama, which I appreciate the fact of having a black president, because at least what that does for the dreams and goals and aspirations of our youth, you know, but not even Obama did that. You know what I mean?
Obama didn't even make Juneteenth a federal holiday. But see, another thing is this. Obama, yeah, I remember, if he did something like that, I think he didn't want to show like he's trying to do
favoritism
for
black,
black people.
They,
favoritism
yeah.
for black people. So that's why I think he didn't do a lot of things so far as those types of things for blacks. But Biden did it, which was cool, and he's a white man. So he did that. So that, I, you know, yeah, that's my personal opinion. So,
right. Yeah. Right. I'm saying that's cool. You know, and following through on the what's that thing called, the
Juneteenth
stimulus that Trump was talking about, and Biden made sure he saw it through. He ain't trying to, you know, go behind what Trump said and change it because it was Trump or nothing. He saw those stimulus checks through. You know what I mean? Even say Trump has, you know, I do not like Donald Trump. Let's just make that clear. But
Trump
at the same time, Trump actually did do some things that helped black people. Trump did some things that helped black people too. I mean, it is what it is. We're not going to sit here just because you dislike somebody or their ways that you're going to take away the things they did that was positive. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he did things for black folks too. A lot of us probably just don't realize what he's done, but yeah, he did. I don't know everything he's done. Certain things, that laws and stuff that
got some
black
people out of jail,
pardoned some people from jail.
You know?
Right, that's another thing he did. A lot of little things.
Rapper Kodak Black was one of them.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
That's right.
Hey, Bobby.
There's some things. Yeah.
I wanted to ask you before we get out of here. I was planning on already being out of here by now, but we're going a little over. 2022, what's your Super Bowl pick? What two teams do you expect to make it? What team do you expect to win?
Well,
then I want to hear the same thing about the NBA Finals, but we'll start with the Super Bowl.
All right, Super Bowl, right now I'm thinking about Kansas City. They turned it up. At the beginning of the season,
it was rough. Yeah.
You know, at the beginning of the season, it was rough. But now, look how many games they won straight now. So, and they won yesterday in the wild card weekend. You got two more games today too.
No, it's not wild card weekend. It's week 18. Remember, they extended
week.
It was week 18.
Right. It's last week. Right. So. Next week is the right. So good win. I will say this. I wouldn't be surprised, and I'm not a fan of them. Don't get me wrong. I'm not a fan, but I'm just trying to be real. I wouldn't be surprised if the Dallas Cowboys this year make it because of the way they've been playing. Did you see how they blew out Philadelphia last night? 51 to, I think, 17 or something like that.
I see some of it, but I didn't see the game all the way through.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of Dallas. I'm going to tell you that right now. But right now, they've been looking pretty
good.
Looking pretty good, yeah. So, Super Bowl. So,
are you saying that you're picking the Chiefs and the Cowboys to be in the Super Bowl?
Well, I know that Green Bay is that team in the NFC that you got to go through, that they will have to go through. And I don't know if they're going to get to Green Bay. So it may be Green Bay. I'm have to, because they are the team to go through in the NFC. So Dallas may fall to Green Bay or somebody, and it may be Green Bay and possibly KC.
So your pick is Green Bay and Kansas City?
Possibly. I think that's maybe. I know we could talk about other teams. I know we could talk about other teams. But, you also got to think about teams on how they're playing now. Like how teams may have a certain record now. But they maybe don't have the best record, but now they're winning games each week. And then there's some teams who, look what happened to, all right, you remember what happened to Pittsburgh. Remember they had that great season? They was playing well, winning a lot of games, but then they fell off. The last couple of weeks, they lost like multiple games. They lost multiple games straight. And fell off. Everybody was talking about Pittsburgh, but they ain't going nowhere. So I don't know if you remember. I think that was that last year or the year before. Now the AFC. Remember, you can't sleep on Buffalo and New England either. Buffalo and New England is looking great. I ain't gonna lie. I like Buffalo. I'm not a New England fan, but New England is also looking good in the AFC. So. Those two teams are looking good. So, and then you got Tennessee in the AFC South. Tennessee is 11-5. Okay, Dave Bowers on fire right now. So, and then you got Dallas, which is now 12-5. See what I'm saying? These are the top teams right now. Green Bay, of course, like I said, they may be the team to go through because they're 13-3. They've been winning everything. So. Pretty much. They only have 3 losses. In Tampa Bay, you can't sleep on Tom Brady, 12-4. You can never count Tom Brady and his team out.
So I still need to hear your actual – I need you to make an exact pick on who is your two teams to pick. Like, if you are in Vegas right now and it's your turn to make your bet for who's going to the Super Bowl – and who's going to win?
For the NFC,
we'll give you 2 teams you pick,
NFC,
and who you pick to win.
Okay, the NFC, I'm going to have to go with Green Bay. I'm going to have to even go with Green Bay over Tampa Bay right now because Tampa Bay's been having some issues, and they just let go one of their key guys.
Yeah, and so Antonio Brown, that might bite them in the playoffs, yeah.
Right, they didn't go a great player like Antonio Brown over some antics he did, like took his shirt off after the game and threw it into the crowd. Come on, really? You gonna let him go after that? So, I'm definitely. I'm gonna say this is what I'm gonna say. Green Bay is gonna be my NFC team, and my AFC team. Let me see. I'm gonna have to go with. Let me see. I like KC. I'm also looking at Tennessee. I wouldn't count New England and Buffalo out either, but I'm gonna have to. Okay, I'm gonna stick with KC. KC and Green Bay. That's my pick.
KC and Green Bay. All right, and who wins?
And who wins, man? KC wins. Man, that is crazy. I may have to go with I like Green Bay, they're a great team, but I'm going to have to go with KC now because of the way they've been playing lately. I always look at how they played in the first half of the season and how they're playing in the second half of the season. How you looking? And the win-loss column in the second half of the season. So I'm going to go with KC this year. I'm going to go with KC.
Okay.
I go with Green Bay.
Who gets Super Bowl MVP?
Oh, you already know this is the MVP. You know, Mahomes. Pat Mahomes is gonna get, if they win,
okay,
Pat Mahomes is gonna, yeah, gonna get the, he's gonna get the MVP. Yep.
Okay,
so
I'll go, and I'll let you do the NBA Finals, and I'll do mine, so we can already wrap up. So for the Super Bowl, I agree. I'm going with Kansas City and the AFC. And, you know, I'm a Ravens fan, so it sucks to have to pick, you know, who has become a recent rival of ours. But this year wasn't our year because of injuries, and we just fell apart at the end of the year. We won the five-game losing streak. We played the Steelers today. I think we're going to lose, unfortunately, because we just have not been playing well. I have no reason to have too much confidence anymore. We're on a five-game losing streak. One of those games was to the Steelers. I think we're going to lose again. I think we're going to complete the six-game losing streak, unfortunately. And Lamar Jackson isn't playing today. Huntley is in. You know, he showed some good promise, but, you know, he still has some growth to do. And the Steelers want to finish strong, and I don't know if they got playoff possibilities. I'm assuming they do, because that's still a scenario where the Ravens even could get in the playoffs. So I'm pretty sure there's probably a scenario where the Steelers could get in the playoffs, too. I haven't looked into it, but I'm pretty sure there is. Nonetheless, the Steelers, this is Big Ben's last game. He's retiring. He already announced that earlier in the season. So they're going to try to go out with a bang against their biggest division rival, which is us, the Ravens. And I think we're going to lose and get swept by the Steelers, and that really sucks. So I'm not too confident, but I hope we win. I'm rooting for us. That said, the Chiefs, I'm actually going to try to root for them because it's – when your team isn't performing well, you know they're not going to make it, it's like you need another team to root for. And I'm a person who hates the Chiefs. But right now, for some reason, I feel like I want to root for them.
You're being realistic.
I'm trying to root for them. I need another team to root for in the AFC.
That's not your
team,
but you got to be realistic, right?
Yeah, I need a backup team just for this year. Only for this year. Once we get back right, then I'll probably hate them again.
Right.
But I'm trying to root for the Chiefs this year for the AFC. Now, for the NFC, I'm going to go Tampa Bay. I'm going with the Super Bowl rematch.
So
I'm
going to
say, but this time Mahomes gets his revenge. But Mahomes gets his revenge on Brady this time. Super Bowl rematch.
This time
Mahomes
gets
his
revenge on Tom Brady. Right.
But you know what, though?
Right.
He did. The Bucs dominated. But. Great defensive performance by the Bucs in last year's Super Bowl. Here's the thing. Tyreek Hill just hurt himself. And he's limping around. He had one catch for like 2 yards yesterday in that game yesterday against Denver. He's hobbled.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how bad the injury is. If that injury
mm-hmm.
is significant, my pick changes immediately. If Tyreek Hill can't be himself, I can't even necessarily pick the Chiefs to go. I definitely can't pick them to win it. So if Tyreek Hill is significantly injured, and he's going to be out or be a shell of himself, then I'm picking Tennessee to go. Now, if Tennessee goes to the Super Bowl, I definitely think they'll win.
Then you're going
to
go with Tampa.
I'm not picking them to win the Super Bowl. I would pick Tampa to win it. Because you can just
Tampa
count,
over
count
Tennessee,
Brady out.
They make it.
Tampa
yeah,
over
you
Tennessee,
can never count
Kansas
radio.
City over
yeah.
Tampa. And my Super Bowl MVP, if it's Kansas City and Tampa, it's going to be Travis Kelce. Instead of the
mm-hmm.
obvious Pat Mahomes, it's going to be Travis Kelce. Comes up big. 10 catches, 140 yards, 2 touchdowns. Super Bowl MVP.
Okay.
If it's Tennessee, I'm picking, obviously, Tom Brady to be the MVP. 400 yards passing. 3 touchdown passes, no picks.
Yep. Awesome. Okay. That sounds good.
I can even tell you the score. Tampa Bay over Tennessee, 20-31. And Kansas City over Tampa.
Twenty-seven, twenty-four.
Okay.
Fourth
game.
You got everything down to the score.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna go with. Hey, it's archived. So when the Super Bowl is over, if any of my picks make it, we'll see how accurate I was.
Right.
Probably should have picked a little higher of a score for Tampa versus Kansas City, but I'm also going to look. I'm also going to say that the defense is going to show up. That's all they're talking about is Antonio Brown. That dude, I don't think he's going to get more chances, Bobby. I think it's over for Antonio Brown. I don't think no more chances are going to take. Dude, you were the team that just won the Super Bowl last year. You can't get yourself together. You can't. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, that's just stupid. It's not even fair. It's stupid. How you ruin an opportunity like that? It's stupid. Anyway, so it's all NBA. NBA, it's your turn, Bobby, for the NBA Finals.
Okay. NBA Finals. Okay. The West, I see, is either going to be Phoenix or Golden State coming out of the West, making it to the finals.
You can only pick one.
And I can only pick one. Right now, Phoenix is in first place in the West. They're 30-9, and Golden State is 29-9. But Klay Thompson, he's back.
Comes
today.
Back tonight, Bobby.
Comes back tonight. So I'm
Clay,
my money is on Golden State. My money now is it's been on Golden State. They've been playing well without him, but now he's back.
They beat Phoenix twice without Clay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So my money now is definitely Golden State. They're only one game behind Phoenix. And like I said, Klay is back today. He is back. And, you know, him and Steph together, they're the Splash Brothers. Both of them knocking down three-point shots. That's going to be crazy. So, and they got look, they're in second place for a reason. They guys are doing it. You know, then you got the enforcer, Draymond Green, you know, dominating the boards and making his points in there. You know, so my money is on Golden State in the West. Now in the East, it's a toss-up because my heart is with Brooklyn. They in second place in the East. They was in first, but now Chicago went on a run. Chicago is on a run. I think they won like 13, 14 games straight. They on DeRozan over there.
DeRozan hit back-to-back game winners. That was incredible.
Back-to-back game winning shots. You know, DeMar DeRozan. Remember, that boy's been serious ever since.
Buzzer beaters. Not just game winners. They both hit buzzer beaters.
He hit buzzer beaters. Right. Oh, and by the way, for the Knicks, that buzzer beater was by, what's his name? Barrett. A.J. Barrett.
Yeah.
When they knocked off Boston.
Yeah, so, that was incredible.
Yeah. That was a great come from behind win by the New York Knicks. But, yeah, my money is on, well, put it like this. My money is on Brooklyn. You know, you got some tough teams, though, that give them problems in the East. You got the Bucks; they beat the Brooklyn the other day, as a matter of fact, in Brooklyn. You know, you have Miami, they 25-15, and you got Chicago. So those are and you got Philadelphia. Philadelphia, they're in the fifth seed, but they still have some key players over there. You know, they got one of the best big men in the league over there. They got Seth Curry over there, Seth's brother. They got some great, good players over there. So, you know, and Brooklyn seemed to give them some problems, too, when they play them. So that's another thing. So those are the teams that I have to look between. My heart is with Brooklyn. I think now that we also got, you know, Kyrie Irving back for the road games. So I think I'm going to put my money on Brooklyn. So I'm going to say Brooklyn and Golden State. In the finals.
Okay. Nice. Who wins? Who gets finals MVP?
Who wins and gets finals MVP? My money is on it's either going to be, I'm going to say, my heart is with Brooklyn, but I don't know, man. Golden State is so deep right now. Clay is back. It's going to be a toss-up. But I will say I'm going to go with, I hate to say this, but I may have to go with Golden State. I want Brooklyn. My heart is with Brooklyn, but my mind is saying Golden State. And probably Steph or Clay gets MVP. I'm going to say Steph. Because,
okay.
How many games? Oh, I think that's going seven games. That's going to be a battle. That's going to go down to game seven.
And but KD will be going against the team that he won two championships for. He'll be now going against to beat get a title.
And the reason why I say Golden State, too, the reason why I say because remember, Kyrie Irving is not going to be able to play the home game because of the freaking mandate.
Yeah, that's going to suck. Yep.
That's going to hurt Brooklyn. So that's why I'm going to have to go. I'm sorry, I want them to win it, but I'm a big fan of Golden State, too. And I think they're going to take it because of that. Because Kyrie is not going to be able to play at home.
So seven games, Steph is the MVP, Golden State over Brooklyn.
Over Brooklyn, yeah.
Okay. So I'm picking Golden State as well. You know that's my team. That's my favorite NBA team. And I love the fact that my team is back because it's been a rough past few years for us. I'm such a Golden State Warriors fan. Like, literally, like, I would like, if I just was, like, wealthy, where I could just go anywhere I wanted and stay for, have an extended stay, I would literally, like, go and live there during the NBA playoffs and live there until the playoffs was over. And
you would go to Cali to live out there.
I would literally go to San Francisco and live there and be a home team San Francisco guy until the finals is over, until they're not in it anymore. That's how big of a fan I am in Golden State. That is my team. Behind the Ravens,
you're a big fan of Golden State.
It's Golden State Warriors. Hands down, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. So with that said, I'm picking the Warriors.
I would
do the same
thing. I would go to their home games, too. I would love to go out there.
Yeah, that would be dope as hell.
Go back out there.
Yeah. It's Clay Day today, so shout out to my Warriors. I'm picking the Warriors against the West. I mean, not the West, the East. I'm going to go to Chicago. I like the way they look. Even though part of me says that they look good in the season, inexperience together in the playoffs might come and hurt them, but as far as being a team together, I mean, but they look good right now. But DeMar DeRozan is the one with the real playoff experience. Nonetheless, he could not get it done in Toronto. He's looking good in Chicago. He was never able to get it done in Toronto. So LeBron was just like his kryptonite. But that said, I'm gonna go Chicago. And I'm gonna go six games.
And so Chicago and Golden State.
I'm picking Steph for MVP.
Steph for
MVP. The Warriors over Chicago and six. Steph is the MVP. Now, that Kyrie situation wasn't what it is. If Kyrie was able to, like, play
his home game,
play all the time, I would pick
Brooklyn
to go to the finals. And I would still pick the Warriors, but I'd pick them in seven. I can't pick the Nets to go to the finals without Kyrie. Look at what happened. And we all do a little disrespectful to Milwaukee. They still got the Greek Freak, the finals MVP. And no team has an answer for him. No team has an answer for him.
Nobody has an answer for the Greek Freak.
I'm
going to
pick Chicago. But really, it would not surprise me if Milwaukee made it back there and it'd be Milwaukee versus Golden State. But I'm going to stick with my pick. I'm going to stick with Chicago. So, you know. I'm sure Chicago fans are excited about the potential. Yeah,
and remember, they're 14-4 at home. Chicago is 14-4 at home, and they 12-6 away. So they have a good record. Yeah, they're looking good.
They're looking good.
Yeah.
Mhm. Yeah. So it's gonna be interesting.
Yeah.
It's gonna be interesting. Definitely gonna be interesting. But that's it, man. It's about time for us to get out of here, man. You know, kind of doing an hour. We end up doing a full show, 2 hours. So we're going to say Happy New Year to everybody. Happy 2022. Shout out to everybody that made it to see 2022 and all the newborn babies. You know what I mean? I was born between 2021 and born within the last week, 2022. You know, hope you live long, prosperous, and well, and wish you success, you know, and accomplishments for all your goals, you know. You know, hoping 2022 brings, you know, some encouragement and motivation and inspiration, and everybody does well when we treat each other better, we cut out the toxicity, and, you know, we just try to all do better than we did last year, and, you know, continue to prosper in life. So shout out to everybody. Happy 2022. Bobby, I'm going to leave you with the final words.
Hey,
take us home.
Same here. You know, shout out to everyone here who made it over into 2022. Wishing everybody a good new year and also a safe new year. And hopefully everyone stays blessed. Stays blessed. May God cover everyone what we are about to experience in 2022. Hopefully, it'll be mostly good than bad, you know. And, yeah, so, you know, I hope everyone have a great, great 2022. Sure. All right, so, yeah, that is
I was muted. Yeah, no doubt. Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
So, with that said, man, this is Tate Rail, Bobby G. It's Real Talk Radio. Happy New Year to everybody. Be out. Peace.
Peace.